Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here and that the Lord Jesus Christ has let you to be here. Our God is just so, so faithful, and he is so strategic, as I always say. And so I trust that if you are here, it is for a reason, it is for a purpose, it is not in vain. And so I'm just super excited to see what the Lord is going to be doing with you here and just through this podcast. Our last season has come to an end, but behold, all things are new. So we are walking into a new season. This season is going to be all about sin and the different effects of sin. Specifically, this episode is going to be on the effects of sin. So I'm really excited to get into it. Our last season, if you haven't listened to it yet, it's all about grace, which is the reason why I think the Lord was showing me the way of where he wanted this podcast to go, as now we're talking about sin. So, I'm super, super excited to get into it. If you haven't listened to those episodes, I highly, highly recommend it. The Lord is definitely moving and speaking in those, and so I'm so excited to see what he's going to be doing in this new season. Before we even get started, we obviously have to pray and just pray, of course. So let's go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this day, God. I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we would be reconciled to you, Lord Jesus, and have an intimate relationship with you, Lord God. I just pray for the brother or sister that is across the screen, Lord Jesus, and every single one of us that you have led to be here, Lord God. I pray that you would just give them a peace that surpasses human understanding, regardless of the current season that they are in and whatever season that they are in, Lord Jesus. I just thank you that you have led them to be here as you are trying to equip us, Lord God, and you are growing us, Lord Jesus, and conforming us to be more like you. I just pray that you would continue to teach us, Lord. Teach me as I teach others, and I just pray that you would continue to remind me and others that this is a tool, Lord Jesus. This is not the foundation of our relationship with you, Lord God, but once again, this is just a tool, another way to grow our relationship with you, Lord Jesus. And so I pray that you would use this podcast to grow every single person's relationship with you, Lord Jesus, and that we would keep you at the center of all things, Lord Jesus. So in this time, I pray that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord Jesus, and just have your way with this podcast and with this episode and with every episode moving forward. And I just thank you for all that you do. I pray that you would give me strength that only comes by your spirit, Lord Jesus, in this time, as this is all new for me as well. And so I just pray all of these things in your precious, holy, and mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen, amen. People are looking at me like, what is she doing? She's just out here in public with this microphone and she's just out here praying like this. Like, so crazy. Anyways, so I wanted to come on here to talk about the wages of sin. So the wages of sin is death, right? So we're talking about the negative effects and consequences of sin. I feel like as we were talking about grace, you know, we're learning all about God's forgiveness and the reason why it was so important. And now I kind of want to like jump into how there are negative effects and there are consequences to the sins that we choose to do against God, right? And so we know that the wages of sin is death, right? So when we are choosing to sin against a holy God, right? So God's law and God's instruction is for our own protection. So when we are stepping outside of God's protection, there are going to be consequences for that, right? Because the Lord, all knowing, he knows of all of the consequences and things that we are going to face, which is the reason why his instruction is there to begin with, to protect us, right? So a lot of people, and I think the world has this misunderstanding of God and God being just a being who is trying to keep us from fun and trying to keep us from things that we enjoy. And you know, he's just wants us to be bored and keep us from all these fun things. But the truth of the matter is that there are consequences to sin, and he sees that even if something feels good temporary, he knows the internal effects. So there's not just outward effects of sin, there's also inward effects of sin that happen psychologically to us. There's mental effects and emotional effects and things that happen inwardly. And so a lot of the times, you know, we're not seeing the effects of sin. We're just experiencing it, right? And because God is so good, right, and he cares about every single part of us, right? The Lord has intricately created us in the womb, right? So there is nothing that the Lord does not care about, right? And so he wants to protect us from all of these areas, right? So not just outwardly, right? It's also interesting because the spirit is unseen, right? The spiritual life is unseen, right? But there are outward effects of that, right? It's the same thing with sin. When we are sinning, there are effects that happen to us inwardly, where eventually in time we will see an outward effect of the sin and the choices that we decide to make. So in the same way, when we are walking by the Spirit of Christ, right? So the Holy Spirit dwells within us, lives within us. When we are walking by the Spirit, right, we allow the Lord to do an intricate work within us, right? And eventually we start to bear fruits. We bear the fruits of the Spirit, evidence of the Spirit's work in our lives, right? It's the same thing, but with sin. When we are choosing to be disobedient and we're stepping outside of the protection of God, right? As once again, His word and His instruction is for our own protection, because He knows the negative effects and consequences that we would face if we are disobedient to Him in the first place, right? So it's the same thing with sin. When we are choosing to rebel against God and to go against Him, right? Eventually, maybe not right away, but there's going to be effects. So in the same way, when we're walking by the Spirit, right away, when we first start walking with Christ, we're not bearing fruits right away. There has to be time for it to grow, right? So it's the same thing. When we are being disobedient, right, slowly and slowly, as we're opening up more and more doors to sin, right, because sin is just a trap. You open up one door, it leads to other doors, and it leads you further and further and further deeper into sin, right, until you realize there's no way to escape it, right? As you are getting farther and farther and deeper into it, you're growing, but backwards. You're not growing forwards. So when you're growing backwards, you're going to eventually start to, just in the same way you will bear fruits by the Spirit, it's the same thing. You're going to eventually bear fruits, or we'll say a rotten tomato. You're going to bear rotten tomatoes, and you're going to see the negative effects of sin in that way. We have to understand that some of the decisions and the actions that we have taken in the past, whether it was a small sin, something that you see as small, or whether it was something really big and super serious, whatever it was, right? All sin is serious. I just want to say that. But I know there's different levels of different types of sins. And, you know, each and every one of us have seen a consequence based off of a certain decision that we have made that was ultimately stepping outside of God's protection. And once we see the effects, the negative effects that it has on sin, where now maybe we're experiencing these feelings of shame, guilt, anxiety, right? A lot of us get anxious. I feel like we live right now and just, and there's nothing new under the sun, but right now it just feels like there are a lot of people who are dealing with anxiety and depression and different struggles, and it's all because of certain decisions that they have made in their life that have led them to be at this point where they're now facing all these things that they once had never faced before, right? And so Even, and I just also want to say, this even includes other people's sin towards us. There's even effects that we will endure and have to go through that we didn't even choose to do, right? So other people's sin doesn't just affect them, or our sin doesn't just affect us. It also, if we're sinning against somebody else, it also affects that other person that was involved, right? So in the same way, when somebody is choosing to, you know, rebel against God, and they're experiencing all these different consequences now, right? You know, so sin leads to death, right? So you will start to see how these negative effects, you will feel trapped in these things. And, you know, I think it just, God even uses sin for good, because it really does give Him the glory. I think it's amazing to see how God loved us so much that He did not want to let us remain in our decisions, in our sin. He didn't want to let us remain in it and remain in those negative effects and those negative consequences and that current state of anxiety, fear, and doubt, and shame, and guilt, and worry, and all of these different things that were never of Him. He loved us so much that even when we chose those things, right, because when you choose sin, you are choosing these effects and these negative consequences that the Lord is trying to protect you from, right? When you're choosing to step out of it, right, and this is the reason why the Lord Jesus said, Lord, forgive them, they know not what they do, because we don't have an understanding of all of the things that the Lord is trying to protect us from, right? Until we do it. So this is why the Lord allows us to make certain decisions, right? To rebel against Him, because ultimately it teaches us how His ways are better. His ways are higher than ours, right? And so it teaches us to be obedient. You know, I learned from this decision. I learned from this mistake that led me to this point where I'm at right now, where now I'm suffering and I'm dealing with all of these different things, that next time I am not going to make this decision again. I'm going to learn to be obedient to God the first time he gives me an instruction and not choose to figure out things for myself. I'm just going to trust God at his word, and I'm not going to question it or anything like that. So God is good because, once again, he uses even our sins, he uses it for good. He uses it to also glorify himself, and that he would get the glory, right, in all things. Because now, you know, and sin is not needed in order for God's goodness to be shown, but sin shows us God's goodness, right? Because then we see his faithfulness and just how good he is. And even in our sins and in our trespasses, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us, that we would be brought out of sin and back into a relationship with him. So it's just amazing. And it's a beautiful thing to see, just about God's love and just God's character. And it's just, I think it's very humbling. Even sin in itself really does humble us. Not just because of, once again, the effects of sin, and now we're seeking help and all these different things, right? It's humbling to see how God was the Lord, just God's goodness. And I think speaking about it, I just get, flustered just with my words and with everything, just because it's once again, it's amazing to think about God's goodness and his faithfulness towards us, and how he never left us in that state of mind where we could have been stuck in our once again, sin has psychological, mental, emotional effects. And so I think it's beautiful to see God's character, that even in this, he, even when we chose to go against him, he did not allow us to. He made a way that we would be brought out of all of these effects. So it's not just about sin in itself. There's a bigger picture here that I think people miss about God and about God's character, you know. And sin is talked about, you know, I think people hear about sin a lot, but there's a big misunderstanding of what exactly the Jesus saved me from. First of all, he saved us from eternal damnation, right? A life apart from him. He saved us from that. He brought us back to the source of life, which is himself, right? He brought us back into relationship with the Father, and he saved us from all of these. He saved us from ourselves. He saved us from ourselves, like all of these different, once again, these things that we are facing, right? All of the consequences. He saved us from the consequences of sin, and it's just amazing, and it's beautiful to see. And I just, once again, get flustered with my words, and even right now, I feel, wow, like, God, I just, you know, like, you didn't just save us from sin, you saved us from ourselves, and it just shows God's love, that God literally loves us more than we love ourselves, you know, and for what reason? I don't know. It just shows, once again, God's character, and he's just so good. And yeah, we the Lord will forever get the glory, whether people want to give it to him or not. The Lord will forever, forever, forever get the glory. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is King. And yeah, I think on that note, we're going to go ahead and end this podcast here. But yeah, I would definitely say sit on that thought. The Lord saved you from yourself, saved us not just from sin, but the consequences of sin that would keep us in an eternal state of anxiety and fear and doubt and worry and shame and guilt and all of these different things, because the Lord gives us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So all of these other things that people experience because of the effects of sin, it was never God's design. You know, we were never intended to live in a life of suffering, but because of sin and humanity that has fallen short of the glory of God, we now have to endure all these different things. And God is so faithful that even in this, he remains with us. It's just beautiful. So I pray that this blesses whoever it was that needed to hear this word today. And I'm excited to see, once again, what the Lord is going to be doing in this season, as this is a new season, just not only for you guys, but for me, and not only for this podcast. So I'm just super, super excited. The Lord Jesus Christ will continuously get the glory. And yeah, I just pray that this blesses you guys. I love you all with the love of Christ. Till next time, God bless. Bye.